Welcome into CEOs You Should Know. I'm your host, Mark Starling, and joining me today is owner and founder, Dr. Tim Scanlon with TS Orthodontics and Dental Specialists. And docs, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate you being able to come in and talk to us about not only the practice, but the work that you guys are doing in the community. So for folks who might not be familiar with your practice, kind of give us a roundabout. What does TS Orthodontics and Dental Specialists do as far as the array of services go?
Sure, Mark. Thanks for having me. So we are providers of orthodontic treatment and a variety of peripheral treatment for teeth, including oral surgery. But we have a full-service orthodontic practice where we take care of orthodontic treatment for all ages. Or 6 years old, where we have facial skeletal issues, to standard dental crowding for teenagers and adults. And we treat with Invisalign, and we treat with traditional braces as well.
Now, is it normal for an orthodontics office to have an oral surgeon on staff? Is that kind of a standard thing?
This is relatively new. One of my partners, Dr. Renee Carlson, introduced me to an oral surgeon who was looking to open a practice, and we decided to together to build an oral surgery center, which is opening in Marion in early 2019.
Oh, wow. So it really kind of make it like a one stop shop for the most part. Like if they can go to you for the orthodontics, if they do need to have some sort of oral surgery, I mean, it can happen right there, basically.
A lot of what I do requires the use of an oral surgeon for various things: removal of teeth, exposure of impacted teeth, things of that nature.
Right.
And removal of wisdom teeth. So it's nice to have someone that we can easily refer to and work closely with as far as sharing medical records and, and make it easier for the patient to make that transition.
You know, I would imagine that it's got to be a pretty competitive field with all of the different options that we're seeing now. I mean, you know, I think we first started to see it in the eye care field when we started seeing, you know, you can order your eyeglasses online and all of this. And now we're starting to see it in the dental field where it's like, you know, you don't even need to go to a doctor. Just order this mouth guard and stick it in your mouth and things will be fine. And I always scratch my head with that stuff. And I go, I'm not really sure about that. Really think I'd rather have a doctor take a look at things.
Yeah, I try to remain neutral in all of that, but I do see an uptick in patients showing up that have tried some of the DIY orthodontic treatments, and it's really changed their bites, and their dentists are now referring those patients to us to correct things.
Yeah. DIY and dental work should never be used in the same sentence, right? I mean,
it's kind of in the medical community of if all of a sudden they started advertising a broken bone kit, I think the orthopedic surgeons would really, it would be an uproar.
Yeah, I would think that would probably cause a little bit of an issue. I know that the practice is very, very active in the community. What kind of outreach groups are you active with? And it being such a major part of the practice, is it something that you feel has really been able to kind of ingrain the practice more into the community?
Yeah, I mean, when I opened TS Orthodontics more than 10 years ago, I just had a big heart for people. Have a heart to really reach out to those that are in need, and feel that our practice is blessed with great success and growing. So we kind of have three main areas that we focus on. And one is to provide orthodontic care for people who otherwise couldn't afford it. There's a group called Smiles Change Lives. And that is a non-for-profit organization that connects those who are living at or below the poverty level with children that have significant dental needs and significant orthodontic needs. And we can provide a smile for that child and treat them over a two-year period of time and really change the trajectory in their life.
Right.
When they go to get a job, they've got straight teeth, and it can really change that. So we're a huge participant in that. In 2018, we donated over $75,000 worth of services.
That's amazing.
To the community. And then we reach out to some people that doesn't really have anything to do with teeth. It has to do more with people who are teeth is not a real big priority in their life. So Smiles for a Cause Worthwhile, and that is anyone that actually starts treatment with us, whether it be Invisalign or braces, we actually donate funds to Mana Food Bank to feed a family for an entire week.
That's awesome. So every patient kind of gets to help out with that as well, too, right?
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. So it really does make it a kind of a full practice effort there.
And it creates such a sense of purpose for not just me, but for my entire team. We have 23 people ranging from lab technicians to front desk people, insurance coordinators to actual chairside technicians, oral surgeon, another orthodontist. It really gives everyone a direction and a purpose and a meaning for what we do every day.
Right. And I know you guys have you have one more cause as well that, you've kind of started.
Yeah, we this project was actually birthed out of an idea that I got from church, and we call it the Chili Charity. And we just buy in bulk backpacks, and we stuff these backpacks with all warm weather gear, or cold weather gear.
Right.
So we stuff those with cold weather gear, with hats and gloves and scarves and provisions that you would need. And Asheville can get pretty cold in January, February, even now.
Right.
So that's something we give out to our patients. So our patients can come by and their parents can grab a backpack or two and keep those in the car. Because that's, you know, as you're out and about in our community, you see people that are homeless and look like they could really use a hand.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not just the backpack. It's the that kind gesture of you're giving them something. And, you know, my patients oftentimes will pack those backpacks full of perishables and granola bars and bottles of water and fruit.
It's kind of neat that what you've been able to do is really kind of bring your patients full circle from just being folks who come to your practice to being a part of the outreach that the practice actually does for our community. That's something that you don't see very often. And I think what's interesting is that these backpacks aren't intended for any one specific person or any person in a specific situation. It's intended for people who are in need at that time.
Correct. Yeah. And it does give our patient families a sense of belonging and to our practice. They become kind of part of our family. And we have patients that still come by just to have a cup of coffee and chat at our office. And their kids are in college. They're long done with orthodontic treatment.
Well, it certainly does sound like the practice has been ingrained in the community for sure, if not just through the orthodontic work, obviously through the charity work. My guest this morning is the owner and founder of TS Orthodontics and Dental Specialist, Dr. Tim Scanlon. And Dr. Scanlon, is there anything else that you would like folks to know about the practice?
Well, I think just knowing that we have a heart for the community is probably the most important, and our focus is not just on the community, but also on our patients that are coming in through our door. And we have some of the most highly trained people technically, but also people that just have a heart to take care of the patients in front of them. We offer convenient hours. We open up at 7 a.m. for before school, and we're open evening hours as well. And we have affordable financing for all income levels to make a smile not just something that people of means can afford, but something that you can work into the budget.
And if folks want to get a hold of you, how do they go about doing that?
They can visit us at mytsosmile.com or 828-254-4602.
Excellent. Dr. Scanlon, thank you so much for your time. We certainly appreciate it. Again, my guest this morning, owner and founder of TS Orthodontics and Dental Specialist, Dr. Tim Scanlon. And you can find out more about them online as well. And we certainly appreciate your time this morning and listening to CEOs You Should Know. I'm your host, Mark Starling.